PDK-787 is a small molecule tyrosine kinase inhibitor. It actually specifically was designed to inhibit the VEGF receptors, specifically VEGF 1 through 3. VEGF receptor 2 appears to be the most important for angiogenesis, but the others also are important. VEGF receptor 1, actually, we're learning more and more about. It originally was felt to be a decoy receptor, but probably is important with downstream signaling. VEGF receptor 3 is important in lymphangiogenesis, and particularly embryologically, you need VEGF receptor 3 in order to develop the lymphatic system. It's a little bit less clear, but there's some hints that VEGF receptor 3 stimulation may be important in lymph node metastasis, which of course is important in colorectal cancer. The way small molecule tyrosine kinases work as a class is usually by blocking the ATP binding site. And this is how Gleevec works, or the small molecule EGFR tyrosine kinases such as erlotinib, which is Tarceva, or gefitinib, which is Iressa. So by blocking that ATP binding site, you can in effect sort of power off the tyrosine kinase. This is different than antibodies, which have actually probably a number of different ways that they work. And so in some ways, the PDKZK is more similar to the EGFR tyrosine kinases. There are 30 or more drugs that are in various stages of development, of which PDKZK is probably one of the farthest along. They belong to a number of different chemical classes, and they differ in a number of sort of measures by how much they inhibit VEGF receptors, what their pharmacokinetics are, also how clean or dirty they are. Antibodies tend to be pretty clean. There is an antibody to a specific molecule and it blocks it. Tyrosine kinase receptors are almost by definition not perfect. I mean, and Gleevec is actually a very good example. Originally actually comes from a screen for something else, was developed for BCR-ABL, and at least in the GI field, turns out also to inhibit c-KIT, which is why it's very active against gastrointestinal stromal tumors. The VEGF receptor inhibitors almost all inhibit c-KIT, and they often will inhibit platelet-derived growth factor receptor and a number of other receptors as well. Some of them are even dirty enough to actually inhibit epidermal growth factor receptor. But PDK-ZK is relatively specific. It was developed with phase 1 and into phase 2.